A masterly use of perspective can be found in the flagellation of Christ, which has never been accurately dated. Possible dates range from 1452 to the beginning of the 1470s. Despite the modest dimensions of the panel, 58.4 by 81.5 centimetres, the perspective reveals large spaces. The floor, the architraves, the beams, and the eaves of the pink building all point to one vanishing point. The viewer sees two distinct scenes that are, however, linked to one another: an interior, where the flagellation is taking place, and an outdoor area, where we see three men in conversation. While the right portion of the small painting is lit from the left, the other side is lit from the right, underlining a separation that might be both in space and in time. The light creates the volumes and defines the contours. See the robes and turban of the man in the white dress seen from behind. The characters are immobile, as though frozen in the moment of the action. The raised arm of the man with the whip, the pearl-coloured body of Christ that represents his purity, and the seated Pilate as he looks on passively at the suffering of Christ, which may represent the suffering of the Church. The conversation between the three characters in the foreground on the right also seems frozen. Their identity has always posed questions. A popular hypothesis identifies them as Cardinal Bessarone, Buonconte di Montefeltro, the son of Federico, who died of plague when he was only 17 years old in 1458, and Giovanni Bacci, the man who may have commissioned the work. According to this interpretation, the pale colour of Buonconte di Montefeltro recalls his death and his position, similar to that of Christ, to create a parallel between his pain and that of Christ and the Church. If this is the case, the painting would have been made around 1460 as a gift to Federico da Montefeltro to ask him to support the crusade to free Constantinople from the Turks.